Good evening, friends. This is Carolyn Evers and our dear friend, Charlene McNeil. Hi, Charlene.
Hi, everybody.
So, tonight, I'm not exactly sure what we're going to discuss, but what I had in mind, Charlene, is Saturday when Caroline and I were on the show, and it was St. Patrick's Day. What we had done is we asked somebody to call in who was Irish, and with the idea that what we would do is clear the Irish lines from, the DNA and the forefathers from such things as persecution. There had been a lot of Irish people who had died during the famine, and we did that. And it was just incredible, all of the groups of ancestors who came forward to receive that healing. And then, after that, one of the ladies called in, and she was of African-American descent. And what she wanted to do, and she asked us if we could do that for her ancestral line, and Caroline did, and it was just an incredible, incredible time. And so what I wanted to do, Charlene, if you are willing, is to send out an invitation to the audience to call in and see if we could clear one of their ancestral lines. What do you think?
I think that's perfect.
You think it's perfect?
Absolutely, yes. Because what we're trying to do right now, one of the big pushes, is to clear the Earth of all the negative vibrational frequencies that's been left from past ancestry. And if we can get that and put in the positive, we'll live in a much more pleasant atmosphere.
You hear that, folks? Here is not only an opportunity to clear your own ancestral lines and clear your own DNA, but to do planetary service also. Does that sound like a winner or what?
Yeah, that's that's right.
Okay, out there, our phone number here is 877-876-5227. And if you're calling from Canada, the Canadian number to get in touch with BBS is 888-810-8322. Charlene, what do you think of people who forget what day it is?
Is that what happened? I kind of wondered about that. Well, I think what I would call it is normal.
Golly, I'm normal today. I thought it was Tuesday.
I think so, yeah. I have a tough time trying to decide which day we're on because some of them run together and I don't know which one I'm on. Because if you don't have small children that are in school that you know exactly what goes for each day or they're in different schedules, then it's easy to lose track of which day you're on.
Charlene, do you think some of this has to do with the energies that are coming to the planet?
We have some, as far as I'm concerned, I was calling clients at the end of the year to tell them that we are moving in this year to a very positive energy field. And for them to be very aware of what they feel and what they think and what they say, and make sure that they're positive, because mm-hmm. it'll get manifested in the God field very easily.
What do you attribute that to?
I think we've had such a big shift in the energy out there that things are, it's kind of like one time when I was watching the news, and they were showing the new experiments that science has been doing, and they showed how they really do know and can photograph it now, the different vibrational frequencies that are projected in up from the Earth. In other words, their planet has a certain frequency, and as you raise further and further up, it's a different vibrational frequency. And so a lot of that frequency has changed because we've had a tremendous shift in the realignment of a lot of the stars. And so that changes our energy field.
So your take on that is the realignment to the stars. What are you attributing the realignment to?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, God's realigning things to get us prepared for the positive. That's my personal opinion.
Did I talk to you, did I discuss with you the supernova that the astronomers discovered in the sky in 1987?
Well, you started it. I think we got interrupted, and I don't think we finished.
This might be a good time to discuss this. Before we do, let me just remind people, our number is 877-876-5227. And if you feel some of your ancestral line nudging you on the shoulder, give us a call. We can either ask Sherilyn to clear your ancestral line, or you could ask for some information from the cherubim who reside in the center of the cosmos who hold your Akashic records. Well, this really
let me explain a little bit about clearing your ancestral line. When we've had, like you were talking about, you and Caroline did the clearing on Saturday, part of it is that you're clearing yourself for that ancestry line, but you're also asking those that have the same issue in your ancestry line to step forward, those that want it cleared as well. So you're doing a tremendous work, not only for yourself, but your past ancestors. Not only that, but it clears it in the field and it doesn't carry forward into the next generations.
And that is a beautiful thing. As I see it, there's another issue involved with that also, Sherilyn, is if we don't clear some of these patterns that have not proven to be of benefit to us, then we resonate to that pattern and we attract that same thing again either later in this life or in another life.
Right.
I have found that to be the case with remembering past lifetimes.
Well, I agree. When I go in to do a healing or change the energy and the healing for people, putting that in makes a big difference in all of a sudden their behavior or their feelings about things. It changes. It changes what they set up for their life to be. Because it is on the field. We don't leave, just because we leave this earth, supposedly, we don't leave the we leave the vibrational frequency here.
Yes.
So it's a wonderful thing to be able to accomplish.
Yes, I would agree with that. And as I'm told by Archangel Michael and others, the reason for that is when we move into a higher dimension, we can't take anything negative with us that we have accumulated on the lower dimension. And he says that this is one of the universal laws.
Yeah, because that is what this is. It's all conducive to the earth, which is a vibrational frequency, a different, like, you know, vibrational frequency.
Well, maybe we have somebody calling in who felt a nudge from one of their ancestors.
Probably.
Who's calling?
This is Ron.
Hi, Ron.
How are you?
We're great. Did you feel a little nudge back there, Ron?
Yeah, I did.
Who was giving you the nudge?
I'm aware of to the American Indian.
Ah.
Specifically, like the Trail of Tears.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. So you have that in your ancestral line.
Yeah, I believe so.
Uh-huh.
Now, which Native American is it?
Cherokee.
Well, I don't know specifically. It's just I'm aware of some past lives that were in there.
Ron, does Cherokee ring a bell to you? The Cherokee, dear.
Cherokee?
Yeah.
Okay.
I said, does that ring a bell to you?
I know it's middle of the United States, southern maybe, a little bit.
Well, the Trail of Tears were, as I recall, were the Cherokee who were forced to that that long and terrible walk. Yes, it was a great tragedy for that group of Indians.
Yeah, I think that's had to develop a lot of negative energy along with that.
Well, as a matter of fact, as I'm tuning into that, I feel their great sadness.
There was
a great deal of sadness for many reasons. One of them, they had to leave an ancestral home that they were so in love with. Of course, you know, Mother Earth was and is very close and dear to them, and it was like leaving a family member, not counting the fact that they had this very long distance to walk and literally leave everything behind. Many of the Indians died along the way. I'm watching some of the picture right now.
I also think a lot of them were aware of that this was a one-way trip for
yes.
them.
And
so that was real destruction of their heritage.
Oh, a terrible destruction. And I'm watching the scene right now, and I see some of the Indians expiring along the way, and their soul, as I am seeing, didn't go into the light. They're standing there in horror, watching their friends and family on the trip. They one of the things that some of them did, and I don't know if all of them did, the ones that I'm watching right now did, they were so wrapped up into the horror of the moment that they didn't go into the light. They followed their friends in spirit and were weeping with them. I can see very clearly into that moment. How about you, Charlene? Are you picking up on
well,
that?
Well, I've done some clearing on that walk
mm-hmm.
that some of them took. But if a couple of people that had ancestors from them, it was a very difficult, a lot of violence and persecution. A very, very sad thing, you know, that they went through. So I've done some clearing from some of the line, which would be the person that I was working with, the couple of people I was working with in their ancestry line, and pulling it through. And then some of them some of them didn't. Kind of interesting, they believe so much in the afterlife, but some of them were too fearful to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were very spiritual. It's hard to believe that they got caught up and trapped like that.
They're very spiritual, very in tuned.
They were a very
like
advanced.
You were saying with Mother Earth and
mm-hmm.
and so forth, and so it was a very difficult thing. They were kind of outnumbered, is what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good one to go in and do some more on that if that's what you choose.
Yes, I think we need to clear that.
Okay. Because you have, is that, you're saying that's a past life for you?
Yeah, I know of one, at least, from that area.
Okay. Well, just a minute, and let me go in and do that, okay?
I could see Charlene bringing down the light. Quite remarkable. There's a lot of them.
Yeah, I wasn't able to even watch a reenactment of it.
Yeah, you have a lot of pain there with that story. But see, you're representing them now, and they're being called in.
Okay, Ron, what I want you to do is I want you to take some really deep breaths. All of a sudden, I'm watching you as you're just kind of stuck in your area, are you?
I can't. I'm sorry.
I see that you're tucking your, you're being kind of emotionally involved in this, and you're kind of tucking yourself in. So would you just kind of breathe out? And just let it go. There, that's better. Okay, now what was your experience with that, Ron?
A lighter sensation, feeling.
In your body?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, because you were definitely tied into it. It was like so many of them felt so abandoned. Does that make sense? They felt so abandoned by God.
Yeah,
they're
fake.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
They felt abandoned. So I had to pull that out, those feelings of abandonment. And where was those that had gone before? Why hadn't they come and helped them? They felt so alone. So that has to be pulled, being alone and abandoned. So
yeah.
What I did was take them, have those ancestors that had passed over come in and take them and reassure them that everything was okay.
Does, you can't, I mean, does every tribe have to have somebody come in and bring them to?
I've had people ask me that before. I just did a bunch that hadn't ever been done in some other places as well. And I my answer to that would be nice if we could identify them. But in some way, I think maybe we're going to have to just disperse with that and go in and have God clear any of the Native Americans that had that similar experience at the time.
Yeah.
Well, it went on for quite a few years, so.
Oh, yes, many tribes were involved with that.
Yes.
What would happen to those souls, I wonder, if there was the pinching off that's coming up happened? Would they be dealt with in the right way?
You mean those that persecuted them?
Yeah.
I think that you'll find that when it's their time to leave, they're very fearful to leave because they know what they've done is incorrect. Or when they do cross over, some of those that have had near-death experience and then crossed over and then come back, they always say that there is a tremendous amount of grief and sorrow that they have to work through because they have to feel the feelings of those that they persecuted and the violence that they created because they created it.
No.
And so, you know, I can't make a judgment for God. That's got to be up to Him. But that is what has been demonstrated by those that have died and come back. In fact, almost every single one of them have made that comment. So, does that answer your question?
Yeah. Really, what my question was, you know, we're going to have this split that's coming up. For to the fifth dimension.
Oh,
you mean the division of the dimensions?
yeah, what happens to souls that are out there now, like these Indians? And let's say, for some reason, they were, nobody stepped forward and represented them, and this split happened.
You'll find, Ron, that, and I'll give you a chance to answer that too, Charlene. You'll find that there are a lot of people who are clearing out the inner planes, and they're doing it in different ways other than what Charlene and I are showing an interest to do. Some of them are clearing out the inner planes, not so much with groups, but just generally. Now, my experience with it, Charlene, has been that these groups seem to are pulled together. There seems to be some event that's happening on this plane that seems to attract people in these dimensions. For instance, when I was working with Caesar and was taking information from him to do this book, Conversations with Caesar, as I am doing this work, I had nothing. I had to continuously clear out the inner planes with help from other people because all of these Roman soldiers kept being attracted to me because I was doing this work, and we were constantly clearing these souls, turning them over into the light. So maybe the answer to this, Ron, is clearing out the inner plane seems to be a very big project for spirit right now, and these souls who are caught between these two planes are being led to the situation where it can be cleared and they can move into the light. What's your take on that, Charlene?
Pretty much. I just did, not too long ago, the Black Hawk War, and I was amazed how many really had not even left, that really stayed, because they still wanted to protect their land rather than recognizing they needed to leave and then could come back in, you know. But we need to go in and start clearing as much as we can. That's why most of us are doing whatever we can to clear the ancestral line so that that gets done and that there's more clarity and more positive energy on this earth that we live on.
The American Indian in particular had such an attachment to Mother Earth, and they looked upon the earth that they walked upon as their mother. And so for many of the American Indians, this was a very difficult thing for them. They were still resonating to that thought that they had to stay there and protect her.
Yeah, I agree. But there's a lot of ancestors out there that had that same connection to the earth, especially the farmers, the ranchers, those that really honor and respect the earth and have a great deal of connection to them. And maybe they did in past lives, too, and they've come here to help support that in this time.
Ron, we thank you so much for your service. You have come forth to clear yourself, but to also help clear the ancestral lines. And as I was watching this, there was a tremendous amount, number of American Indians that were coming to the table, so to speak. And I could see this incredibly bright light, this incredible light that was moving through the darkness, helping those who were bound on the inner planes to move on. So we thank you for stepping forth, Ron.
And you probably don't recognize how many thousands of people that you just cleared by you stepping forward to be the instigator of it.
That's incredible.
Yeah, you've just cleared. And I, you know, last week when we were on and I asked afterwards how many we had cleared in the, I call it the morphogenetic field or the cell memory from past ancestors, and it runs into the millions. Because you're clearing not only the field for you, but from your ancestral line. And that's a lot of people that go way, way back. And part of it is their past life as well. So you just did a remarkable job. So thank you.
Amazing. I have a question about, do you know anything about this gathering in Tucson, Arizona in August?
No, I don't. Tell me about it.
Light workers are gathering in Tucson, Arizona. So, like the August in August, like 11th through 16th.
Oh. I haven't gotten the brochure yet.
Yeah, there's a gathering there, and I was just wondering what if either of you had heard of it.
No, I'm not familiar with it, Ron.
I haven't received the brochure on it.
Okay.
But, you know, anytime people of singular thought and purpose gather for a to uplift humanity or the planet of the earth, the earth, it's got to be a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, it is, because the more people that gather to do that and to put positive, what I was told one time was an interesting thought, and that was, if we on this part of the continent, if we have a very positive God intent, a lot of times what we're doing is balancing the negative that is coming in other areas. And I thought that made more sense to me, because the more positive we can become, the more we can balance that negative that is going on.
And well, there's another aspect of that, Charlene, too, is that allows the negative that has saturated the earth to come forth and be healed.
Right, right.
Yeah. So on many levels, that's a real service. Thank you, Ron. Appreciate your call.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And thank you both.
Bye.
My pleasure. Well, if there is someone else who has a like mind, give us a call at 877-876-5227. And, Charlene, while we're doing this, why not give your number in case there is someone who wants to call you privately for a healing?
Okay. It's 801-944-9346.
Thank you, Charlene. And I think we have someone else who has called us on the line. Your name.
Hi, this is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great, sweetheart. What can we do for you?
Well, how about clearing the Jewish line?
Oh, so you've got, what was that, Irish last week that we worked on?
Irish, and my father's father was Jewish.
Okay, so you were wearing Patty's green when we talked to us the last time, and now you're going, well, I'm not sure what colors what colors a Jewish would be. They didn't wear shamrock.
They didn't.
Okay, what was there something in particular? Charlene, I'm going to turn this over to you, because you have a good way of figuring out what God wants to do with this.
Well, we're talking about, with the Jewish people, a lot of violence that was there as well, you know. And so going in and clearing that I've done other people with at the Jews and with the Holocaust, and that's pretty, the energy there is pretty intense.
Yeah, that's the word that came to my
mind.
Yeah,
it was very, very intense. In fact, when I was in there doing the clearing, it was so overwhelming, I finally just said to God, I said, you got to pull me out of there. I can't stay in here any longer. So he did, because he could see I was just overwhelmed with the severity and the cruelty that was, you know, you wonder how one group of people can be so cruel to another human being. You just, you know, it's hard for us to really understand or fathom that kind of cruelty. So this would be a good thing to do, because what it does, it not only clears the people, but what you were kind of coming to, Carolyn, was the fact that you're clearing the land.
Yes.
See, part of it is, let me use this as an example. When I was doing this Indian War, what would happen that got my attention was, there was a older couple that was living in some homes, And they just kept getting sick over and over and over again. And finally I just said to the Lord, what's going on here? Something. These people, we just do a healing on them and they're sick again. And I got the answer, it's the land. I said, oh, for goodness sakes. So anyway, I talked to him about it. I said, I need to clear the land. Can I come to your home and clear the land that you live on? Because it's, the energy's on your land. So I went there, cleared their land, and then later on went way up on top of the ravine up there and cleared the whole area. Because they were saying to me, I said, how are your neighbors? How are they doing? Well, this one had this, and another one had that. And so the whole area was suffering with poor health because of the trauma of the vibrational frequencies of the trauma that was left on the earth from this tremendous war that went, and so all the bloodshed that was, of course, put on Mother Earth. So I had to go in and clear that. So when you're talking about the Holocaust, we have to go and clear not only those people, but you have to clear the land.
Because that energy sinks in there and becomes
land.
Saturated.
Yes. And if it is very severe, there's sometimes... Now, I haven't ever found that when I went to do a clearing on the land that it did not get released. I haven't seen that happen yet with when I've gone to do it. But sometimes it's so severe, sometimes it has to be done more than one time. So all I can say is if we go in here and do... the Jewish people and the Holocaust, and you know, I've been over there. It's pretty, the energy is pretty intense.
That's how it was in the Colosseum in Rome. I was with a group of people that cleared that. So there's lots of places in the land where the violence has saturated the surface and has been so much violence that it actually goes within that little division. It becomes a door.
It's kind of interesting. It doesn't seem like things flourish in that area that is, when it's been that intense.
Mm-hmm.
I've had to just tell one family, you're just going to have to move. But it's because it's not moving out. Now we'll try it again. But I'm just telling you, the violence that was here was so intense. And it was before homes were even built there. See, it was during some kind of Native American and whites that, or back in the time when another one was, when there was trappers that roamed the land just trapping, and there was a lot of violence, even amongst themselves, that had to be cleared. So if you would like to have that, Nancy, we'll do that now. Is that correct?
Oh, yes.
Okay, just a minute. Let's do that.
Who else do you have in your ancestry, Nancy?
Well, I have Native American, but I'm not sure what. It's something that my parents wouldn't talk about.
No.
And since they're gone now, it's kind of like, you know, it's not going to be found out until I'm told someday.
Well, apparently we're going to be taking care of all of them for you. I was just checking to see how many, who else was in your DNA.
My mother has Australian in her, but how much, it's got to be very little now.
So we're going to be jumping continents too, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I remember being in so many different, incarnating in so many different races. I think I've been in all of them, and perhaps we all have.
You know, I wouldn't doubt that when you stop and think about it.
Charlene's probably working very hard.
Imagine she is. I can't even watch shows on it. It just
while she's working on that, Nancy, why don't you look over your shoulder and see if you can see any of this happening? I know this is something that you want to do. See if you can see the energy, people stepping forth. Yeah, you're in training to be doing this. I'm serious.
You know, it feels like there is just, I can't see it, but I feel like there's just a ton of people behind my right shoulder.
Yeah, they're pressing down on it, you, honey. That's why I said, check over your shoulder. They're lining up.
Is it the right shoulder? Or is it the entire, I mean, I really feel it behind my right shoulder. I mean, it just, it almost feels like I could see something, but it almost like, it's like, instead of seeing people, it's like a different color.
I don't know if it's because we're on two different phone lines. It looks to me like it's on your left side.
Okay.
But I don't know. I always have trouble sometimes when you're opposite somebody. It seems to me like it's on the left, but you're feeling it on the right. That's okay. You're feeling it. That's the important thing. Oh, what it is they're not all in one line. They're on both sides of you.
Okay.
It's a wide swath of people.
Oh, you know, I feel the energy.
Do you?
I mean, it's like it's really, it's almost overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just
hold your balance.
Pardon?
I'm talking to Nancy to just
usually what happens is if I go in to do a clearing, I can't hear.
It's okay.
What other people are saying. So if
and
you
that's
address
good.
Me, you've got to get my attention.
No, I was really talking to Nancy, Charlene.
Okay.
Tell her what you did, dear.
Okay, what I did was go in, and there were so many of them that really had not gone back to the light, a tremendous amount of them, that had not gone back. And so I just went in and I talked to them, that they're loved, and that Godfather and Godmother loves them dearly, loves them unconditionally, and it's time for them to go back. They'll come and take them, and just had them feel their love. Just know that they're loved unconditionally. And have the families that had crossed over, then they just were all coming in just to gather them up, and they were just hugging. And a tremendous reunion. So that they could feel love. Because they're fearful of not having love.
What we were talking about, Charlene, is Nancy wants to see into the inner dimensions, and I know that she can do this. And so what I was asking her is to, if she were feeling these people lining up behind her. And she said she couldn't, I think I'm telling it right, aren't I, Nancy? She couldn't exactly see them, but she could feel them behind her. What did you say, left shoulder?
Yeah, my right shoulder. I felt a whole lot behind me on the right.
And I told her they were on both sides. There was a wide swath of them.
I don't know how you could designate which side. Because actually, they come forward. And you'll probably have some experiences in the next day or so where
uh-huh.
that will be confirmed.
I mean, it felt really overwhelming. I feel so much better now. But while I was talking to Caroline, it was getting overwhelming, the energies that I was feeling. I mean, you know, my eyes watered up, and I just felt like I was having a hard time breathing.
Oh. Yeah, well, there was a lot of love there.
Well, she's starting to tune into the other dimensions, and I thought it was, you know, good for her to work on that a little, because she doesn't believe she can do this. And I keep telling her she can.
Okay.
We're gonna get her on a show soon.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Well, basically she is, isn't she?
Well, yeah, but I meant doing some clearing.
I know.
Too. We're training her to see in the inner dimensions.
Perfect. As a matter of fact, that's kind of what you're doing overall. Because when we're doing this work, you're not stuck in the other dimension, you start moving up because you don't have a lot of this negative that is in your field weighting you down, and all of a sudden you can move into a higher vibrational frequy of a dimension. And that's what's happening with anybody that we're doing.
Yeah. Doesn't that just tickle you, Nancy?
Yeah.
Well,
you know, I have a question. I have a question, Charlene. Do you do, is it theta that you're doing?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Because, you know, this is almost embarrassing to say, but I took a three-day course in theta, and I just never felt like I was able to get up to the seventh plane.
Well, see, that was my concern. So when I teach, I'm very concerned that I don't spend so much time teaching principles other than teaching a person how to do it.
Uh-huh.
So that when they go away, they feel like that they've made some progress.
Yeah, see, I went away absolutely feeling like a failure.
Yeah, and I found that a lot of cases people do. So when I do it, I just very adamant that we spend a great deal of time with practicing until they can feel like they're doing it. Most of them that I did a few years ago, they can all go and hear and see. It's just been incredible to watch them change and be able to do it for themselves and for their family now. So that's what you can do. Theta is just a different vibrational frequency, actually.
Uh-huh.
What your brain waves slow down and you're able to connect in that theta state. But some people do it. It's just an automatic thing for them.
But before you get to be an automatic state, Charlene, don't you think that a big part of this is also the belief in yourself that you can do it?
Yes. Although it's learning how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people, it's interesting, some people have always been able to do it. And I think that they are those that have already moved, when they came into this life, was already in another dimension, into the higher dimension. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they move into it really easily.
Nancy, thank you for calling in and giving us the opportunity to do some service for the planet, and thank you for doing service to the planet for the planet.
Well, thank you guys.
And I'm expecting you to call me back one day and said that, you know, when you got this hit on your left shoulder, you actually turned around and said hello to them and they answered you back.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Honest. Yeah. Well, you know what you need to do is tell them that you do want to.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't. It's because there's a tremendous fear still associated with it. And when you release that fear, then you become more sensitive to it.
Uh-huh.
So just, you know, tell them that you need the experience and you choose to have it.
Okay. I will work on it. And I'll report back to you guys.
Okay.
You take care, Nancy.
Oh, God bless you guys. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye. My God, we've been working on a lot of people here, dear.
Oh, yes. I would say so. Because, you know, last week we didn't have very many call-in, and it was really interesting because afterwards, and you said to me you didn't know why it went that way, and God had told me it was a time for teaching. So
well, right now it's a time for receiving calls, and
okay,
we have a caller on the line, and your name?
Hi, it's Julia.
Hi, Julia. What can we do for you, Julia?
Well, can you still do it if you're a Heinz 57?
Oh, already I'm starting to see these bottles of Heinz 57 line up behind you.
You know that most of them, I always have to joke, I joke with people and say, well, let's see, I'm English-American, Irish-American, Scottish-American, Native-American, Chinese-American, you know? We're all a combination that flows way back into our generations that have come forward, you know? And I say, and we made up a Charlene.
Well, what should we do, Charlene?
Yeah, well, because you're coming in with, Do you want to do a generational line? Is that what you're choosing?
Whatever you're able to do.
I don't think she knows what she's choosing at the moment.
I think so.
Why don't you give her some choices?
Okay, let's do this. What is it that is going on in your life that you choose to change?
Can it be a health issue?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thyroid?
Your thyroid, okay. Yeah, that's a master gland, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. So you would like to have, what I would choose to do, if it's okay with you, is have God go in. Is that your higher source, is God?
Or yes.
Pardon?
Yes.
Okay. Well, go in and have God fix your thyroid gland. Is that okay?
Yes, thank you.
Yes. And what he'll end up doing, and I'll tell you afterwards what he's done, but what I need to do is have permission for him to do that.
You is have okay? permission.
Okay, just a minute then.
I always love it when the unexpected happens.
Yeah, I wanted to be able to do this for my, you know, genealogy as well, but see, my grandmother was an orphan, and my grandfather, that was my mother's father, is deceased, so I have no way of tracking back.
Well, who knows? This philanthropy thing might be a connection. Charlene will tell you what she found. It's going to be interesting.
So you live in Maryland?
Yes.
So do I. I didn't know that. I heard you mention that on a show.
Oh. Yeah. You're in Maryland, too?
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? It's a small world.
It is. Well, I heard you mention it, and I was like, oh, wow, I didn't know she lived in Maryland, too.
Oh. But you don't have the accent that I have, do you?
Well, I'm a transplant. We've only been here, about 7 years or so.
Yeah, people think I'm from the South. So Maryland is south of the Mason-Dixon line, but they mean further south.
Yeah. A Southern girl. Now, Caroline, on the other hand, you can tell she's a Southern girl.
Well, when she comes up for air, you can ask her. This will surprise you where she's from.
Oh.
Okay, what he did was go in and reconstruct the intelligence in your thyroid. Your thyroid is apparently, it looks like it's slowed down considerably. Is that correct?
It's still what?
Slowed down considerably.
Yeah, I'm hypo. I'm slow.
Okay. So what he did was he went in, every single cell in our body has a perfect, at one time, a perfect intelligence, the God intelligence for what it's supposed to operate as. But as we go through our life, we have different experiences that start interfering with that intelligence. So what he did was go in and reconstruct the intelligence for what it was originally created as. So it's a God intelligence is what it was told to go in and reconstructed that intelligence. And also went in and he also went in and told it to be at the perfect blueprint that you will have for this lifetime and throughout eternity, forever. So that it stays within that intelligence.
Do you know, will this extend, like, to my...
I'm sorry, say it again?
Will this extend, like, to my child and, like, my mother? Or is it
because your mother's house is... Well, because usually sometimes it comes in from your... sometimes it comes in from the generation, and that's the feelings and the thought patterns that the past generation, and it has... You come in with the memory that's where that DNA memory comes in to trigger it to go to not have the perfect blueprint. But what I'm saying is that was just put in.
Oh, good.
In the perfect blueprint. Now, did you want that dedicated to your mother? Is that what you're asking?
Well, I just didn't know if what you were doing here would be, like, for the whole line.
It can.
Yes, I would like it to be, if that's
okay.
Possible,
all
please.
Right. Okay, just a minute.
Well, you're getting more than you expected, aren't you, Julia?
Well, I didn't know, you know, how far with the genealogy, you know, not knowing who, you know, my roots, I didn't know how far it would extend.
You're going to have to call us back later and tell us your story about this.
Well, I appreciate it that, you know, thank you for taking my call and for the service.
Well, that's what happens when you call us at DBS Radio.
This is the first time I've called you on this show. I've called when you've been on the weekends with Caroline.
Oh, yes, and I'm on every Sunday. And do listen, next week we're going to be doing a live channeling with Archangel Michael. He has something very important that he's going to be working on next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, okay, I'll mark my calendar.
Yeah,
okay.
Mark the calendar.
All right, Al, how are you feeling?
I feel good.
Do you feel the put in joyful?
Do I feel joyful?
Do you feel joyful? Do you feel hopeful?
Yeah, I feel much better.
Oh, okay, because part of those feelings come in not only when you clear an area, but there's a change in emotions that will clear what is going on with the physical.
Yeah, I definitely feel better than when I called.
Okay, good.
Before
good.
I called,
check with your family and see how they're doing.
I will. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay, let us hear from you.
Yeah, call back later. Let us know, Julia.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We're getting up to the end of the hour, Charlene. Give your number one more time
here.
Oh,
yes. 801-944-9346.
And I would like to tell our listeners that at my website, carolynevers.com, and that's carolynevers.com, check out Journey to the Other Side. We have masters who come once a month, work with the individuals, and the information is, I believe, magnificent. Something you really haven't heard before. We don't have a lot of time. Something that I might mention to you is we were talking about Native Americans, and I remember being a Native American in the Southwest. And that's a real interesting story, Charlene, because I was an Anasazi then, and a lot of the Indians got together and had a council exchanging information with one another because they could see into the future, some of them, and understood that there was going to be big changes when white man came into their territory.
Right.
And some of the Indians decided that they were going to stay and fight. Some decided they were going to stay and be peaceful. And some decided that they were going to move into the next dimension. And this is what happened with the Anasazi, the ancient ones. The scientists say, you know, they disappeared from the planet. They've only had a few things that they have ever found that belong to the Anasazi, and it is because they took everything over to the other side. And that always fascinated me. I was at Montezuma's Well with a small group of individuals, and we were doing a ceremony there, and there they were in the next dimension watching us. They had their horses. They had their ponies with them. I always thought that was so fascinating. They just walked into the next dimension with everything.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, all of a sudden you dropped. I didn't hear you.
Well, because to me it is just such an amazing thing that, because I had never heard of that before, where somebody could take things with them into the next dimension, their belongings.
Oh.
And I was always so amazed at that, because usually we think of people in the next dimension as those beings who have died. Now, we talk about ascension and being able to take our bodies with us, but here this group of Anasazi, they knew how to walk into the next dimension. They knew how to take their belongings with them. I just find that so incredible.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm not aware of that.
Well, it's amazing what you learn when you travel to sacred sites.
Yeah, that's true.
And I would recommend to anybody that has opportunities who are open-minded, who have friends who are of the same vibration, that they go to some of the sacred sites. The things that you see and hear there and are able to work with is just so incredibly beautiful. Well, it's getting time for us to say goodbye, Charlene. I'm going to just remind people who might be out there listening, tune in next Wednesday. We will be having a live channel with Archangel Michael. He is going to be taking up some other information that he started that was on our show, The Messenger, on March the 17th. You might want to prepare for this and go to the archives and listen to it. Charlene, as ever, you have been such a marvelous co-hostess, and I truly thank you and honor you for who you are and the work that you do. And I would recommend that anybody who feels that they need a healing, who has some work that they need to accomplish, to give you a call, that I honor and treasure your abilities.
Well, thank you, Carolyn, very much.
And so thank you, Charlene, and to all of those who have listened to us, I send my blessings to you and say good evening, and I'm sure Charlene wants to say the same.
Yes. I send my love, and we're all on a mission together to make a difference.
Indeed. Good night, everyone.
Goodbye. Thank you, dear.
Good night, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye.